Hey everyone, it's Adrienne here. I hope you're all having a great start to the week. And I really want to share this short message in the hope that it is going to get you thinking and actually get you moving to take action. I talked about taking action last week and about how we need to take intentional, fearless action. You know, we can't just plan things, talk about things, read about it. We have to at some point do. We have to take action if we want to see the benefit. But since then, I've seen a few tweets, read a few things online, and actually had a few conversations with people that have said, actually, this year, you know what? I am not setting any goals for myself. I'm not taking on any challenges. I'm not going to do any resolutions. They're just like, this year, no thanks, not doing that. I'm not even going to try because, you know, I'm probably going to give it up anyway. So I'm not even going to try. Now, of course, that does not resonate with me. So when I listen to that person, I'm thinking, okay, what is going on there? Like, you know, especially if it's someone who usually would, you know, say, yeah, you know, I want to try something different, or I want to experience something new this year, or I want to change something up. But I was thinking, you know, with the last 2 years, of course, the way the world has changed and we've all had to face so many different challenges. And with the pandemic and with COVID-19 and the different restrictions and the different things that we've all had to do, I guess, you know, for such a long time, we haven't been able to make plans because they might be cancelled, or we haven't been able to book trips because of the restrictions, or, you know, anything I could change if there's a new update from the government or if the restrictions change again. So this idea of, you know, don't get your hopes up, or don't plan something, or don't put something on the calendar, or don't work towards a goal because it might not happen. And yeah, this idea of, I think, hopelessness, and it's kind of permeating. I started to think about it and had this conversation where I was like, well, you know, what's the alternative? If we decide that, okay, we're not going to make plans and set ourselves goals and have challenge, or, you know, take on a new challenge or try to experience something new, what is the alternative? Because not trying just because, you know, I'm going to give it up anyway, or I know I'm not going to commit to it, or I'm not going to achieve, you know, just not even being willing to try is just, I don't know, I can't really get my head around that. For me, the idea of not trying and not trying to progress in some way, even if it's just 1% progression, it doesn't need to be a huge change, but just 1% progression, you know, read one page of the book, run 1 mile, you know, help one person. Just the idea of not doing that anymore because we've all just kind of given up is, yeah, we've got to shift it up. We have got to shake off that energy and get some momentum. We've got to get some energy. We've got to get physically, mentally, we have to get some progression and some movement. So whether that is this week doing something that is to change up your energy, to shake it out, to get some a new perspective, you know, experience something different, anything really that is going to question this idea of, well, I'm not going to try just because I'm just going to give up anyway, really just does not resonate with me. So I wanted to share that message here because I would be so interested to hear other people's perspectives on this and to open this conversation up. You know, this is just my opinion. This is just my perspective right now. So I would love to hear your thoughts on this. Of course, you can reach out to me on social media. It's at Adrienne_LDN, or you can head over to my website, which is adrienne-london.com. And let's, yeah, carry on this conversation. If it resonates with you, or maybe you haven't thought about it before and now you're thinking, actually, yeah, I've kind of just given up and feeling a little bit like hopeless and fearful and uncertain, so there's no point taking on any kind of new goal or setting a resolution for the year or setting myself a target or a challenge, just question whether that is actually what you want, or is it just because everyone else is kind of doing that and telling you, well, there's no point, you know, it could get cancelled, or there's no point, you know, signing up to that race, or there's no point taking on something new because, you know, well, that sounds like a lot of work and that sounds pretty tough, and let's just chill. You know, that is not a place that I want to stay. That, you know, we've all been there, I'm sure, but it's not a place that I want to stay. I want to get forward motion, forward progression, get some energy up in here. So that is my message for the week. As I mentioned, please reach out, let me know your thoughts, and have an awesome week. Stay safe, and I'll be back tomorrow with another guest episode.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.